you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I hope that you had a great holiday week. I don't know if you worked extra or less this week than normal. Very few of us did any extra work, but whatever it was, I hope it was a good time, and I hope that your weekend is good. I hope that you can still, enjoy some of the greatness of America. Maybe have a follow-up barbecue to Wednesday. Really funny thing, Devin Nunez, I know he was so funny, but I was following his Twitter feed this morning, and he posted a video from Los Angeles, and it said, I thought fireworks were banned in L.A., and it showed this from a helicopter. It showed, I think it was for Bravo TV, but they pulled way back, and they were up there to try to capture the fireworks that were going off over the Rose Bowl. But as they were flying through the sky, you could just see it looked like a bombing raid from a flyover in war or something. There were so many fireworks going off across the entire LA Basin Valley. Like, it had to be in like every street that people were setting off fireworks. And of course, that's not legal. Only authorized people in LA are supposed to. And yet they swept the entire city of LA in that one shot of camera. And it was just hilarious. And I'm like, now you know why they have so many quote wildfires every year. So good on Congressman Nunez for bringing a bit of levity. But someone I didn't find very funny was Lonnie Walker from his post 4th of July celebration. Lonnie Walker IV, he was recently selected in the first round of the NBA draft by the San Antonio Spurs. He took to Twitter on July 4th to say this. I will never celebrate 4th of July. Know your history, !!, and stay woke. So Lonnie Walker, who got drafted in the first round by the San Antonio Spurs, will make multiple millions of dollars in his first year in the NBA, says he will never celebrate the 4th of July. Know your history and stay woke. See, I think if it's that bad, Lonnie Walker, that you got to be woke so much so that you can't acknowledge that the United States is an incredible place, and as bad as it may be here, I dare you to compare it to any other place on planet Earth. I want to know how woke you are, Lonnie Walker. You willing to take some of your millions and go to Haiti with me and do some missionary work? Maybe Guatemala, help the kids recover from the volcano there? See, Lonnie Walker, it's easy to jump on your Twitter and pound out your little, Mad Libs at the world when you're a first-round draft pick for the San Antonio Spurs and about to cash in on the biggest payday in the freest country on God's green earth. Let's see how woke you are if you had all that taken away from you. I'm Kevin McCullough.